Magandang umaga po. Good morning, everyone. No, welcome po sa ating Soul Devo with PB. And of course, this is yours truly, si PB or Pastor Bong. At welcome po sa ating gawain ngayong Wednesday, kung saan tayo po ay nag-meditate sa Gospel of Luke. No? And we're almost done. Ano? Konti na lang po. Makukompleto na natin ang Gospel of Luke. And of course, I praise God for the opportunity na ma-share sa inyo ang salita ng Panginoon. At kung saan naman po kayo naroon, if you're in the Philippines, good morning. Kung kayo naman po ay nasa ibang bansa, maybe it's a good evening or a good afternoon in your case. So, welcome. Kaya ating ihanda na po yung ating mga sarili para po sa ating pagmumuni-muni sa salita ng Panginoon. So, kung naman po yung ginagawa nyo, siguro let's pause for now at mag-focus tayo sa ating Panginoon. Amen? Let's focus our hearts and our minds to the Lord at magkaroon tayo ng pagpipitagan o reverence sa kanyang presensya ngayon sa ating kalagitnaan. So wherever we are, no, we are in the presence of the Lord, in spirit and in truth. At yun ang pagpapala ng ating Panginoon sa atin. So join me in praying, no? Join me as we pray. Let's bow our heads, let's close our eyes and tayo po ay manalangin. Lord, maraming salamat sa iyo for your grace and mercy na muli kaming nagkasama-sama dito sa online place of grace. And thank you for the opportunity, Panginoon, to meditate on your word and to just listen to what your spirit might teach us, Panginoon, at this time. So, Lord, alisin mo ang mga abala or distraction sa puso't isipan namin. And allow us, Lord God, to just meditate on your word and to listen to your voice, Panginoon, sa puso namin. Lord, maraming salamat po. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen. So, purihin ang ating Panginoon. Ang ating pag-uusapan ngayon ay pinamagatang watchful but not fearful. No? Watchful but not fearful. Now, saan ba natin ito binabase o ano ba ang basehan nito? Well, we are going to meditate on Luke chapter 21 mula sa verse 5 hanggang verse 38. And this passage talks about the future. No, ewan ko sa inyo, di ba? Minsan, pag iniisip natin, lalo na yung katapusan ng mundo, di ba? It can scare some of us or make us fearful. Pero what the Lord wants us to do is to be watchful. Now, hindi yung maging praning tayo, no, yung takot tayo, but really to live our lives in such a way na we know na anytime, no, the Lord would come again. And so we persevere, we serve the Lord, we love one another. Ginagawa natin yung mga dapat nating gawin, no, bilang mga faithful na tagasunod ng ating Panginoon. And that's the important aspect ng kaligtasan na dapat natin pinagmumuni-munihan. The future aspect of our salvation. Kasi ang salvation natin, mayroong past, may present, may future yan, you know? So the future aspect is intended, no? To, it can exhort us to be wise in the way we live. Kaya hindi ito para hulaan natin kung ano yung mga detalye, kung ano ba yung mga mangyayari. Although the Lord gives us some idea, He does not give us all the details, no? And so we want to read this passage now in light of that, okay? Gusto kong basahin natin ang ating talata ngayon from that perspective, yung paano ba tayo. Ang ating gustong pag-usapan ngayon is why should we be watchful but not fearful of the future, no? Bakit ba kailangan tayo maging watchful? Ano ba yung sa Tagalog ang watchful? Yung nag-aabang, no? Ready, ika nga. Okay? Pero hindi takot, no? Ready tayo pero hindi tayo takot. Because we know na we belong to the Lord. At hindi tayo ika nga nangangamba. So, let us read our passage in terms of three reasons, no? Tatlong dahilan why we should be watchful. No? Unang-una, no? We should watch out so as not to be deceived, no? Kaya tayo dapat maging watchful para hindi tayo ma-deceive ng kaaway. And galing ito sa verses 5 to 8 ng ating passage. So let's read that. Basahin po natin yun. Okay? Some of his disciples were remarking about how the temple was adorned with beautiful stones and with gifts dedicated to God. So nakita ng mga disciples niya, no, yung napakaganda ng temple. But Jesus said, no, as for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down. So, siguro na, ka-shock yan, ano, sa mga disciples, because up to that point, yung temple has been central, no, sa religion ng mga Jews. The temple, of course, is the place kung saan they consider, you know, it symbolizes the very presence of God in the midst of Israel, and God's favor then at the same time. So, everything pertaining to Yahweh or to God is centered upon the temple. Kaya nung sinabi ni Jesus ito, na lahat ay ika nga matutumba at mawawasak. In other words, the whole temple would be gone. That is a shocking ano statement. So, sa verse 7, teacher, sabi nila, they ask, no, when will these ano, things happen? So, abala sila, nagambala sila, di ba? And what will be the sign that they are about to take place? Kasi this would be such a significant event. So, interested silang malaman ano yung mga mangyayari o kailan mangyayari ito. Now, in verse 8, ganito ang sabi ni Jesus. He replied, "Watch out that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and the time is near. Do not follow them." So, malinaw yung sinasabi ni Jesus. We should be watchful so as not to be deceived, no? Watch out tayo so as not to be deceived. Alam niyo, one thing na very typical and characteristic of mga cultic groups, madalas nakafocus sila sa mga end times. Mapapansin niyo yung mga grupo na, you know, ang intensyon ay manlinlang o mag-deceive. Usually, they focus on yung mga na may kinalaman sa kinatapusan ng mundo. Okay? And unfortunately, maraming mga tao, kapag yun ang napag-uusapan o yun ang tinuturo, talagang naiinganyo silang makinig. No? Very interested sila. Kasi, di ba? Parang, you know, nandun yung takot, nandun yung curiosity, you know, nandun lahat yung sari-saring emosyon. And we just want to know kasi ayaw natin masurpresa tayo. Ayaw natin mabigla. Or maybe talagang gusto lang natin yung fear na, di ba, na parang kasama na dun sa buong, ano, parang exciting, you know, yung fear, parang nagiging excitement. So, here's something na kailangan natin tatandaan. Isa puso natin ito. Kapag ang isang church o sino man, isang pastor, ay laging ang focus ay end of the world. You know, ano yan eh, warning signs yan eh. Huwag tayong ma-deceive. Huwag tayong magpalinlang. Okay? Malinaw yung sinabi ni Jesus. Okay? Sabi niya, "Watch out that you are not deceived." Ano ibig sabihin ng deceived? Naluloko, nalilinlang. Diba? Sa Pilipinas, meron tayong mga kwento-kwento dyan tukol dun sa yung mga, you know, ano bang tawag dyan, budol-budol gang o whatever yan, di ba? Na parang nililin lang ka, no? Parang ginugulo ka. Tapos, you know, they will take advantage of you. So, marami sa mga cultic groups, ang pakay talaga nila is, you know, makuha nila yung mga resources mo, makuha nila yung kayamanan mo, no? By trying to confuse you, no? Sa iba't ibang mga aspekto. Mas mabuti at mas importante na maunawaan natin ang mabuting balita at tayo ay mamuhay ng naayon dito kesa yung mag-ano tayo, speculate tayo tuko sa end times. Okay? So, we need to be watchful. The first reason is that para wag tayong ma-deceived. Now, secondly, kailangan tayong maging watchful para hindi po tayo ma-frighten o matakot. And now, yung chronology nitong passage na to ay hindi yung parang straight line na sunod-sunod, ano? Merong ano siya, yung parang meron siyang arrangement. So, sa verse 9 and also verse 12 hanggang 24, Jesus talks about, according to Luke, talks about yung mga ika nga immediate events, no? Hindi yung talagang mangyayari na in the future, but more like yung mga magaganap immediately, you know? At ito ay actually nangyari sa Israel noong AD 70. So in other words, ito mga sasabihin ni Jesus at ating babasahin, actually happened, you know, already. In Jerusalem. So, basahin natin yan, starting in verse 9. Okay? Basahin natin yung verse 9. Sabi niya, when you hear of wars and revolutions, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away. So, he's talking about things na yung intermediate, yung mga magaganap. So, let's jump to verse 12. Sabi niya, but before all this, okay, they will lay hands on you and persecute you. They will deliver you to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors, okay, and all on account of my name. So magkakaroon ng persecution, which is exactly what happened in the book of Acts, no? Na persecute sila. That's why yung mula, you know, yung verses na in-skip natin is really talking about yung pinaka-end times. But this is more the intermediate time, no? Tapos sabi ni Jesus, this will result in your being witnesses to them. So yung persecution will become an opportunity para sa mga alagad ni Kristo para sila ay maging witness o testigo, no? O sila ay magpapatotoo about who Jesus is. Okay? And then sabi niya sa verse 14, sorry about that, I was not able to remove yan. So let me just go back once more. Okay? So, yeah, binasa na natin sa verse 9. Now, when you hear of wars and revolutions, do not be frightened. Okay? These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away. And then verse 12, but before all this, they will lay hands on you and persecute you. They will deliver you to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. This will result in your being witnesses to them. Okay? And then sabi niya, but make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves. So wag daw silang mag-alala, or wag silang mag-worry. Kasi even if that would happen to them, the Lord will be with them, sabi niya sa verse 15, for I will give you words and wisdom, okay, that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. So, ito yung ano, intermediate events, you know. Bago dumating yung end, Jesus was telling his disciples na magkakaroon ng mga persecutions. Pero huwag daw silang matakot. Kasi the Lord will give them you know, the words, the courage, the insight para sila ay maka-witness o makapagtestigo tungkol sa Panginoon. And then sabi sa verse 16, you will be betrayed even by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. So, medyo ano yun, nakaka-shock yan, ano? But basically, Jesus is talking about not just yung time ng mga apostles themselves, but the entire history of Christianity will be a time of persecution. Kaya, you know, we should not think na parang we would ascend and become the power to be. We will always be a minority in this world because the world is controlled by the evil one. So there will always be suffering and persecution for God's people. Pero yun nga ang pinangako ni Lord sa atin, huwag tayo matakot, huwag tayo mag-alala. Sabi rin niya sa verse 17, all men will hate you because of me. Of course, that is itinatawag sa figure of speech na hyperbole or exaggeration, no? Meaning to give us the realization na it would be a difficult process in between the times, no? From the time of Jesus hanggang dumating yung actual na yung pagbabalik ni Kristo. It would be a difficult time. Pero nevertheless, it would be a blessed time kasi the Lord will see to it na hindi tayo nag-iisa. Sabi niya dito sa verse 18, but not a hair of your head will perish. Praise the Lord. No, hindi tayo pababayaan ng ating Panginoon. Kaya huwag tayong matakot, no? Sabi niya sa verse 19, by standing firm, you will gain life. Amen. This is the future aspect of our salvation na kailangan natin maunawaan so that at the present time, so even though it's about the future, yung tinutukoy rito, it has application sa present time. We are, first of all, hindi tayo dapat ma-deceived. Secondly, hindi tayo dapat ma-frighten. Yung araw-araw nating buhay should be a life of faithfulness unto the Lord, knowing fully well what will happen in the future. At the same time, alam natin, even if we go through persecutions bilang mga mananampalataya, na hindi tayo pababayaan ng Panginoon. And then this one, itong sa verse 20, this is the most pinaka-immediate na mangyayari sa mga disciples sa early church. That is in the first century, no? Sabi niya, when you see Jerusalem being surrounded by armies, you will know that its desolation is near. In other words, it's about to experience something terrible, you know, that would make them feel or question the very presence of God. Then sabi sa verse 21, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Yan ang katindi yung mangyayari. Let those in the city get out, and let those in the country not enter the city. So Jesus was already giving them a prophetic picture of what was about to happen. So Jesus was still alive when he said this. It was around AD 30 or AD 33. Pero 40 years later, in AD 70, lulusubin ni Titus, yung Jerusalem, the Roman what they call this leader, okay? Lulusubin niya yun, and millions of Jews will die in Jerusalem, including mga babae, mga bata. Okay? And then sabi sa verse 22, for this is the time of punishment in fulfillment of all that has been written. Nakakalungkot. Dahil nung binisita ng Panginoong Jesus ang Israel o ang Jerusalem, He offered to them, yung salvation, no, by grace through faith. Pero tinanggihan nila ito. And because of that, they were about to go through isang matinding karanasan, no? Ganito ang description ni Jesus. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. There will be great distress in the land and wrath against these people. This is really something, no? Na nakaka-shock talaga. And then finally, in verse 24, they will fall by the sword, and will be taken as prisoners to all the nations. Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Now, ibig sabihin, may limitation, pero matindi pa rin, no? Now, this would not be the first time ng Israel ay, you know, makakaranas ng ganitong klaseng, ano, attack, no? Before kasi, nalusob na sila, eh, no? Assyria, and then later on, Babylon, no? Sinakop na rin sila ng Persia, and then Rome. So, kumbaga, lagi na silang binibigyan ng discipline ni Lord. Pero it seems na hindi pa rin sila matuto, hindi pa rin sila nakikinig. And this one, ito yung pinakamalupit sa lahat. Because basically, what Jesus was saying was that Jerusalem will be wiped off the map. No? Ganon, katindi. Mawawala. So, this is really, ano eh, although this is past already, no? AD 70 ito. Pero at the same time, this is a reminder sa atin, eh, no? Sabi ko nga, una, we should be watchful para wag tayong ma-deceive. Also, we should be, you know, watchful so as not to be frightened. No? We should watch out so as not to be frightened. Pero, you know, the main thing is to really be watchful. Ibig sabihin ng watchful is that, ano tayo, yung sober-minded ba, yung gising. Hindi lasing. At ready po tayo to serve the Lord and to fulfill God's will rather than pabanjing-banjing tayo. Or, you know, worst case scenario, hindi tayo nagre-respond faithfully sa mga ginagawa ni Lord sa buhay natin. Now, this may, I'm not saying na all the time, pero it's a dangerous thing, ika nga, to disregard the warnings of the Lord. Kailangan ano tayo, magkaroon tayo ng pure heart, ready to respond to God if the Lord is calling us. So the last thing na gusto kong sabihin is that we should be watchful or we should watch out so as not to be careless. Yung huwag tayo maging careless. So again, dahil hindi chronological yung paliwanag ni Jesus, we go back to verse 10 to 11 and then 25 to 38. So 10 to 11, sabi niya yan, "Then he said to them, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom." And then sabi niya, "There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events, and great signs from heaven." Ako, I believe na yung pandemic and all other mga catastrophes na nangyari sa history natin are all part of this warning ng ating Panginoon na, you know, this earth is not going to parang just last forever as it is. There will be an intervention. You know, sa madaling salita, it is actually parang a, you know, a misleading idea na parang nandito lang tayo forever and nothing bad is going to happen. Well, the Lord is saying to us na, you know, may mga earthquakes, famines, may mga tsunami, may mga kung ano-ano mga bagay-bagay na mangyayari. And so, para sa mga mananampalataya, well, we are not at all shocked, no, by catastrophes in the world. Kasi alam natin, the Lord has already given us the warning na itong mga bagay nito ay mangyayari. But at the same time, you know, He doesn't, ang gusto niya is for us to be careful in the way we live. Hindi careless. You know? This is the thing na gusto kong i-emphasize eh. Maging watchful tayo para hindi tayo maging careless in the way we live. Meaning, wag natin sayangin yung oras. Wag natin sayangin yung panahon. Ito yung purpose ng yung kaalaman natin about the future. We don't know all the details. God gives us enough information, pero not all information, para we would be careful in the way we live, that we would be wise. Okay? And basahin natin sa verse 25 hanggang matapos. Sabi, "There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea." So, cosmic yung ano, no? Sinasabi ni Jesus. He doesn't give us all the detail, like for example, kailan ba ito, whatever. Sabi nga niyan, men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. So hindi lang ito, basta, hindi lang ito earth, ano? Pati yung, you know, mga planets and everything. Sabi niya sa verse 27, at that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. So Jesus will return. He will return, no? And then sabi niya sa verse 28, when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. So ito na yung ano, di ba? Redemption, ibig sabihin salvation. Kaya nga, it's foolish for us to think na salvation is only about yung justification natin in the past o yung forgiveness natin before the Lord. Siyempre kasama yon. Pero hindi lang yon, hindi lang nagtatapos yun dun. There's a future aspect of our salvation. Sabi rito, your redemption is drawing near. So, kung isipin mo, di ba, redeem na tayo, pero bakit your redemption is drawing near? Because that's the future aspect, no, ng ating kaligtasan. Verse 29 says, he told them this parable, look at the fig tree and all the trees. Now, ito lang binibigay niyang clue, eh, no? When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Okay? And then sabi niya, even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. So yung kingdom of God, yung paghahari ng Panginoon, has a present aspect. Well, it has always been there, pero, you know, there is a present aspect in terms of yung spiritual dimension known. We can actually enter into the kingdom of God now through faith in Jesus. We are born again. Pero may future aspect din yung kingdom of God. No? Kung saan it will be visible and literal and, you know, and also, you know, in terms of yung ano, talagang eternal, you know, yun na yung mangyayari. So, para daw ano yan, parang sabi niya, parang fig tree, no? O kahit anong puno, na kapag meron ng mga pagbabago sa mga dahon nito, senyales na yun eh. So, although Jesus doesn't give us specifics, He's giving us basically parang some kind of idea na kapag nangyayari na yung mga sinasabi niya, we are to anticipate na malapit na. That's all. Now, yung mga kulto, mga churches na parang mahilig manghula o kaya sinasabi nila, ito na, parating na si Jesus. These are people that are going beyond the teaching of scriptures. Walang sinasabi sa Bible na manghula tayo o sabihin natin darating na si Lord sa August or something like that. Yan po ay mga false teaching at hindi tayo dapat magpadala dyan. Now, sabi rin ni Jesus, let's continue, no? I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Now, this is one of the most difficult statements ni Jesus kasi sino ba yung tinutukoy niya? Yung generation niya, yung kausap niya. Well, we all know na hindi naman nangyari yun at that time. Okay? So, the most logical probably would be the very people who would be going through those mga events na sinabi niya. Not the immediate events, pero yung mga actually yung pre-ultimate events, yung malapit na dumating si Lord, you know? Kumbaga, makikita nila yon. Yun ang sinasabi ni Jesus. And then sabi niya, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. So this is a way of saying na sinasabi ni Jesus na itong mga bagay na sinabi niya, ito yung mga mangyayari. But let's read on kasi mahalaga ito. Sabi niya, be careful or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation. In other words, sa sobrang ano, takot at kalungkutan and whatever, no? Or you know pag sinabi nating dissipation, you know, parang masasayang yung mga pagkakataon, you know, drunkenness and the anxieties of life, sabi niya, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap, This is the main thing about the future. We are not to be afraid of it. We are not to be deceived. We are not to be careless. We are to be watchful po. We are to live our lives with a sense na alam natin we are living in the last days. So careful tayo sa buhay natin. We don't waste time. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. So wala exempted dito. Everyone. Okay? So sabi niya sa verse 36, be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Now, contrary sa iniisip minsan ng mga tao is that natatakot sila mga mangyayari sa end of the world. For us who believe in the Lord Jesus, may confidence tayo. Alam natin na pag dumating yung araw na yun, we will stand before the Lord Jesus, you know, and receive our reward. Pero we don't take it for granted, no? Dahil posible rin naman na maging pabaya tayo. We may start well and then, you know, not end well kasi pinabayaan natin yung buhay natin. So verse 37, sabi, each day Jesus was teaching at the temple, and each evening he went out to spend the night on the hill called the Mount of Olives. Kasi malapit na siya i-crucify. And then, and all the people came early in the morning to hear him at the temple. So, yeah, that's where our story ends. So, there are three reasons bakit kailangan maging watchful tayo. Una, para wag tayong ma-deceive. Pangalawa, para wag tayong matakot or ma-frighten. And then, pangatlo, para hindi tayo maging careless. We need to be watchful, no? God wants us to be watchful but not fearful of the future. Hindi tayo dapat matakot. At wag na tayo maghula-hula, no? At wag natin takutin ng mga tao na yung malapit na yung end of the world. Hindi yan ang purpose ni Lord bakit niya sinasabi sa atin yung future. Unang-una, hindi niya tayo binibigyan ng isang katerbang detalye. That means huwag tayo mag-speculate. Huwag tayo manghula. At ingat tayo sa mga tao na nakiklaim na sila yung Messiah, sila yung Savior, yung mga kulto yan eh. No? Mga tulad ni Kibuloy, ganyan. Yung mga churches na nagtuturo palagi puro end times. Huwag po tayo mag-focus doon. Ang focus dapat natin is how we can live our lives today in a watchful manner, in a careful manner, no? Upang sa ganun, we will remain faithful. At kung dumating na yung araw na yun, kapag dumating na yung ikakatapusan, hindi tayo matatakot. We would hold our head up high kasi alam natin, the Lord is with us. And He will never leave us nor forsake us. So I pray na na-encourage po kayo dito sa ating pinag-aralan. Again, don't worry. Huwag po tayo maghula-hula ng katapusan. Bagkus, gawin natin ngayon kung ano yung dapat natin gagawin. Let us serve the Lord. Let us love one another. You know, let's avoid sin. Tayo ay mamuhay ng may reverence and awe. At gamitin natin yung pagkakataon. No, let us pray. Let us watch over our souls so that by the grace of God, pag dumating yung araw na yon, hindi tayo magugulat. Amen? So tayo po ay magpasalamat sa Panginoon ngayon. Let's give thanks to God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, salamat po Lord for teaching us and reminding us tungkol sa mga mangyayari in the future. But also of assuring us, Lord. Thank you for giving us the assurance na hindi kami dapat matakot. But we can be watchful, Lord. And that's what we want, Lord. We want to be watchful. We don't want to be deceived. We don't want to be frightened. We don't want to be careless. We want to live our lives each day, Panginoon, faithfully, knowing fully well na anytime you can return. Perhaps in our lifetime or maybe even beyond that, we don't know. But we just want to follow you, Lord, each and every day. Salamat po, Panginoon, for the grace of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.